Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Luckett Peeris, as we present to you both rugby and cricket hot off the field as we tour Dhaka across to New Zealand. And in the rugby arena, we go to the Royal College Sports Complex and also the CRNFC. Right, let's start off with news from Bangladesh. Bangladesh completely outplayed Pakistan in the first 50-over encounter, thumping them by 8 wickets in a shortened version, no fault of the weather, but the Pakistani batting. They were bowled out in the 31st over for a score of 114. Fahim Ashraf made 37 as a lower order batter, and opener Farhan, the top scorer in the T20 World Cup, made 27. Mahasadak, who opened batting with him, made 18. The rest of the Pakistani bowlers had no reply. How to negotiate the seam of Nahad Rana, the tall Bangladeshi seamer who bowls at a pace of around 140 kgs. He took 5 for 24 and rattled the Pakistani batters big time. Mehdi Hassan took 3 for 29. Bangladesh had no problem. They reached the target in the 16th over, winning the game by 8 wickets. Tanzeer Hassan made 67 and Najmul Shanto 27. So Bangladesh win comprehensively by 8 wickets in the long opener. This is going to be a challenge, I'll tell you, for Pakistan. Of course, the game coming up, the second ODI is coming up tomorrow. They have to get their act right. Right now then, let's go across to New Zealand, where New Zealand women played against Zimbabwe women yesterday in the third ODI. The Kiwi women made 303 for 6 runs in their allotted 50 overs. Amila Kerr, who led New Zealand open batting, she made 80. And Maddie Green, super knock of 94. And Brooke Hardy made 40. Only Christopher Kanbazar of Zimbabwe looked impressive with the ball. She took 2 for 48. And Zimbabwe were bowled out for 103 runs. Poor show with the bat. Chipkinsoid made 22 and Koran Shalky 34. So there we go. New Zealand winning comprehensively by 200 runs in a one-sided game. Rosemary Nahib took 2 for 16 and Amila Kerr took 5 for 22. Comprehensive win there. Now then, let's go across to the Royal College Complex for the rugby encounter in the President's Knockout Tournament in the schools, where St. Peter's took on Ananda College, beat them comprehensively by 45 points to 5, and Trinity College Kandy beat Thurston by 38 points to 8. It was very funny seeing Trinity playing not in their traditional jerseys but in white color jerseys. That's because Thurston, who have similar colors, wore the jersey that looks very much like the Trinity College jersey. So I think the home team, that was Thurston, was given the option to wear their traditional jersey while Trinity had to switch on to white color jerseys. Trinity led 38-0 in the breather, but in the second half, surprisingly, they just could not cross the Thurston line. Thurston almost outplayed Trinity in the second half, but they scored only 8 points, thus giving Trinity a massive victory by 38 points to 8. Talking to Shane Dullaver, he said that Trinity coach had told him that Trinity was concerned about certain injuries and the players took it a little bit light and did not push in the second half. Now, I wonder whether that's an excuse, but that's the information I have from our rugby correspondent, Shane Dullaver. I'll stay now with the President's Schools Knockout Rugby Tournament. 13th March, which is tomorrow, Wesley will play against Mahanama College. Then on the 14th of March, we have three big games, 14th obviously being a Saturday. Isipathana, the reigning champions, will take on Science College. St. Joseph's College will play Kingswood. And DSN Naka takes Zaira at Longden Place under lights. Then come the 15th, we have St. Thomas's College, Mount Lavinia, taking on Sri Sumangala. So lots of schools rugby. You can just eyeball how the teams look so far. And in cricket, of course, we have just one game tomorrow, the second ODI, Pakistan versus Bangladesh. Thank you for being in our company. That's all I need to add to the picture that I've already painted to you this morning. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. From me and Lakith Peris is goodbye for the moment, but then we'll spin your record for your listening pleasure.